This is WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. Tonight, an unforgettably moving trio by Smetana with Trio con Brio Copenhagen. And a Bach family portrait with pieces by Johann Sebastian and three of his sons with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. A receptive audience and a beautiful venue can inspire musicians to reach new heights. And in the charming seaside town of Rockport, Massachusetts, the Shalin Liu Performance Center features a wall of glass behind the players with a view of the ocean that is so breathtaking, it brings out the best in everyone. I'm Kathy Fuller with two concerts in one tonight, the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston and Trio con Brio of Copenhagen. Chamber music on the North Shore, coming up on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. For almost 20 years, flutist Deborah Bolden has been steering a concert series that she created out of sheer love for intimate music making. She creates programs for her Chameleon Arts Ensemble with award-winning adventurousness. This time, the Chameleons are up to something a little different, an evening about J.S. Bach and three of his sons. Bach was a teacher. His students were his own children and scores of others. And you really could easily say that he has taught virtually every composer that has come after him. But the music transcends the craft and touches the heart. And Deborah Bolden wants this experience to be an emotional one.
I don't particularly like the idea of thinking that if I'm presenting music in a concert that I'm trying to teach you something. I'm trying to give an experience that you're going to hold with you. You're going to carry this music. Maybe you're not going to be whistling it, but it's going to be part of your lifeblood after you leave. And it's not meant to show you what you don't know, but to invite you in to be part of something that will make you happy.
Flutist Deborah Bolden. There's more of that interview on our podcast, The Answered Question. Find it at classicalwcrb.org. This Bach family concert begins with a symphonia by Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, the oldest son of J.S. and his first wife, Maria Barbara. It's a piece in two parts, a haunting adagio and a vibrant fugue. Here are members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, Deborah Bolden and Soo-Yun Kim, flutes, Une Ko and Sean Lee, violins, Scott Woolweaver, viola, Raphael Popper-Kaiser, cello, Eric Higgins, double bass, and Sergei Shetkin, harpsichord. W.F. Bach's Symphonia in D Minor on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music.
Thank you.
The Sinfonia in D Minor by Bach's oldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, with members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. Two featured flutes in that piece, played by Chameleon's artistic director, Deborah Bolden, and Soo-Yun Kim. I'm Kathy Fuller. You're with WCRB at the Shalin Liu Performance Center in Rockport, Massachusetts, for a concert of Bach and Sons. W.F. Bach, who you just heard, and his brother Johann Christian Bach were born 25 years apart. That's a lot when you're talking about the 1700s. Music was transforming. A new classical style was emerging in the hands of Haydn and Mozart. J.C. Bach was one of Mozart's great inspirations. He ultimately became a Londoner and presented concerts, wrote operas, and worked for the Queen. In 1768, J.C. Bach made history by becoming the first person to give a solo piano performance in London. Well, the Chameleons have chosen an oboe quintet by J.C. Bach. In it, you can hear him taking the turn toward Mozart. Here they are, oboist Nancy Dimmock with Robin Bollinger, violin, Scott Woolweaver, viola, Raphael Popper-Kaiser, cello, and Sergei Shepkin, harpsichord. J.C. Bach's Oboe Quintet in F, here on WCRB, in concert. Johann Christian Bach's Oboe Quintet in F, oboist Nancy Dimmock, and members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble at the Shalin Liu Performance Center in Rockport, a Bach family program, part of the 35th season of Rockport Music. I'm Kathy Fuller. This is WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. At this point in the concert, the Chameleon introduces yet another amazing son of Bach, Carl Philipp Emanuel. I love the unexpected kind of wild mind of CPE. Deborah Bolden chose a trio sonata that highlights an evolving relationship between two violins.
Well, I think it really exemplifies all of the wonderful things about CPE Bach. It's extremely colorful. It's filled with fantasy and characters and bold contrast. In it, the two violins take on two different characters. One is extremely happy and optimistic. The other one is sad and melancholy.
He subtitles it Trio Sonata with Sanguine and Melancholy Characters. Does it end happily?
Well, I think in the end it's all very happy, but the most happy part is experiencing the audience watching or listening to the happy character in the violin trying to cajole the sad one to join in the happiness.
Well, here it is, the trio sonata with Sanguine and Melancholy Characters. The two violin stars here are Sean Lee and Robin Bollinger. Raphael Popper-Kaiser plays the cello, and Sergei Shefkin plays the harpsichord. CPE Bach on WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. Thank you.
Thank you.
A piece that C.P.E. Bach called a trio sonata with sanguine and melancholy characters. Two violins in dialogue with each other, played by Sean Lee and Robin Bollinger, with members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble backing them up. Some of the inventive and playful music that made C.P.E. Bach so different. It's WCRB in concert with Rockport Music, tonight presenting the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, and later on, the Trio con Brio Copenhagen. I'm Kathy Fuller. The Shalin Liu Performance Center in Rockport, Massachusetts provides a gorgeous seascape for all the artists who take the stage here and all the audience members who come to hear them. This time, it's a program called Bach and Sons, the long-held wish of Rockport Chamber Music Festival director David DeVoe. Fulfilling his wish, the Chameleon Arts Ensemble and their director, flutist Deborah Bolden. She put together this concert featuring JC, CPE, and WF, the Sons of Bach, and of course, J.S. himself, and we have saved his music for last. For Deborah, playing Bach's music is an experience like no other.
I think Bach is nothing but joy. And to marvel at the craftsmanship is one thing, but to just open up your ears and allow yourself to take this music in, that's when it becomes joy. And for me, that's the most important aspect of all music.
Here she is with her flute, along with second flutist Soo-Yun Kim, and members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, Bach's Fourth Brandenburg Concerto on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Chameleon Arts Ensemble, with flutist Deborah Bolden and Soo-Yun Kim in the spotlight there, Bach's fourth Brandenburg Concerto on WCRB in concert with Rockport Music. Audience here at the Shalin Liu Performance Center also applauding for violinist Sean Lee, Une Ko and Robin Bollinger, violist Scott Woolweaver, cellist Raphael Popper-Kaiser, double bassist Eric Higgins, and harpsichordist Sergei Shepkin. Well, the Chameleons have two concerts coming up next weekend, March 4th and 5th in Boston, and it's a fascinating one. They have won awards for this kind of programming, Tchaikovsky, and music by Luciano Berio, Gordon Jacob, and Simon Bainbridge. Many thanks to Artistic Director Deborah Bolden for letting us share this Bach & Sons program. You can hear more of my interview with her at our podcast, The Answered Question. Check our website for more, classicalwcrb.org. I'm Kathy Fuller. Stick around. We're not leaving Rockport. Coming up, Trio Con Brio Copenhagen takes the stage when WCRB in concert continues.